And this news update is being brought to you by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. Wanted to give you an update. Authorities are advising motorists to avoid the area of M19 and McTaggart Road following a train derailment reported this morning. According to Police Chief Anthony Wood, emergency crews remain on the scene assessing the situation and working toward reopening the crossing. However, officials have not released an estimated timeline for clearing the derailment, and drivers are encouraged to use alternate routes until further notice. Upon investigating and being there myself and getting pictures to put on thumbnet.net, I would say don't plan on using that for the majority of the day. In Huron County Circuit Court, however, the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Stephen Jason Jones has been set for a jury trial. Defendant Stephen Jason Jones is represented by attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach, with Chief Assistant Prosecuting Attorney David Wallace representing the people. A final pretrial hearing is scheduled for January 12th at 9 a.m. of 2027. Key deadlines will include December 14th, 2026 at 10 a.m., which serves as the cutoff date for plea agreements, filing defense notices such as alibi or insanity, and all motions. Any motions must be noticed and heard by this date. The trial is anticipated to last for 2 days, and proposed jury instructions are due to the court no later than 14 days before the trial date, with a copy also required in Word format to the court. Bond for Mr. Jones will continue as previously set. In Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Prill oversaw a probation violation hearing for Cassandra Rose Montgomery. Ms. Montgomery, represented by attorney Michelle Arciv, entered a no-contest plea to allegations of probation violation. The court admitted Bad Axe Police Department incident report as evidence. Following the review, the court found Ms. Montgomery guilty of probation violation, citing her involvement in a domestic assault matter where alcohol was consumed and violations of criminal law and probationary no-contact provisions. Sentencing is scheduled for July 20th at 9 a.m. An updated probation violation report is ordered to be prepared by the public counsel's office at least 2 days prior to sentencing. Regarding bond, the defense argued for a reduction from an initial $500,000 bond, suggesting a $5,000 or $10,000 bond, and highlighted Ms. Montgomery's engagement in mental health, housing, and parenting services, proposing SoberLink use. The prosecution argued for a $40,000 bond, referencing the incident report and photographs. The court ultimately reduced the bond to $100,000, cash surety, citing a significant threat and the defendant's probation status at the time of the alleged violations. And an Elkton police officer is being recognized for life-saving actions taken during a medical emergency earlier this year. The Elkton Police Department has awarded Officer Warren Cool a life-saving pin and plaque for his response to an incident on May the 9th. Authorities say Cool was dispatched to a local park where a man was unconscious and not breathing while bystanders performed CPR. Upon arrival, Cool deployed the department's automated external defibrillator, or AED. A shock was delivered and the man regained breathing at scene. Department officials commended Officer Cool for his quick response and decisive actions, crediting the intervention with a helping save a life. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, From first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations, we've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community, our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with more news. A massive transformation is officially underway at the heart of Manhattan's transit network as New York officials unveiled a comprehensive $8 billion modernization plan for Penn Station. The aggressive redesign aims to convert the notoriously subterranean, crowded labyrinth into sprawling, sunlit transport hub featuring soaring ceilings and massive glass columns. Funding for the ambitious infrastructure project will be driven by a unique public-private partnership. Beyond the aesthetic overhaul, the new terminal design will substantially expand passenger capacity for both Amtrak and commuter rail lines, aiming to alleviate the East Coast's most notorious transit bottleneck. And European stock exchanges opened to a quiet, highly cautious trading session this morning as financial analysts digest the economic fallout of the sudden escalation of hostilities in the Middle East. While immediate Brent crude oil futures have temporarily stabilized around $88 a barrel, concerns linger over long-term energy security if supply lines remain contested. Major European manufacturing hubs, already dealing with tepid consumer confidence, are highly sensitive to any prolonged disruption of natural gas and oil imports. Financial regulators are advising corporations to brace for extended volatility, warning sustained tensions could reignite broader Eurozone inflation just as prices were beginning to stabilize. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member FDIC.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you. And that has been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.